Welcome to ID the Future. The following talk is by John West, Associate Director of the Center for Science and Culture. Dr. West will be discussing social implications stemming from a Darwinian approach to explaining human origins. It was recorded at a recent Science and Human Origins conference. Here's Dr. West.
Fortunately, people don't advocate genocide today in the name of Darwin. Nevertheless, there is a growing movement in our own culture to disparage the sanctity and value of human life in the misguided thought that this is somehow pro-ecology. And this modern movement also has deep roots in Darwinian theory.
When eco-terrorist James Lee took hostages at the Discovery Channel, there was little coverage of the central role Darwin's theory played in Lee's ideology. Yet, in his list of demands, Lee called on the Discovery Channel to talk about evolution. Talk about Malthus and Darwin until it sinks into the stupid people's brains. Filmmaker David Attenborough's claim that humans are a plague likewise grew out of a Darwinian worldview. According to Attenborough, in the past, natural selection kept humans in check by killing them off. But modern society undermines natural selection by saving the sick and finding ways to feed more and more people. Because of this, we need to find new ways to reduce the human population if the planet is to survive. Other activists today invoke Darwinian ideas in order to deny that humans have special value. Christopher Maines was an early leader in the influential environmental group Earth First. In his book, Green Rage, he argues that evolution means there is no basis for seeing humans as more advanced or developed than any other species. According to Maines, human beings are not the goal of evolution because evolution has no goal. In his words, evolution simply unfolds, life form after life form, and Darwin invited humanity to face the fact that the observation of nature has revealed not one scrap of evidence that humankind is superior or special, or even particularly more interesting than, say, lichen. The use of Darwin's theory to debunk human dignity spans the ideological spectrum. Princeton University bioethicist Peter Singer is author of the book, A Darwinian Left. Singer claims that the life of a newborn baby is of less value than the life of a pig, a dog, or a chimpanzee.
And where does Peter Singer get this from? He's told us in an interview, Peter Singer made very clear that his view was going back to Darwin. He said, Darwin really showed us that human beings aren't special. We're not sort of separate from the rest of nature. We're not unique. And so that we shouldn't be treated that way. And so this idea that there's something special or unique about human beings and that human beings deserve special treatment really is undermined by Darwin in Peter Singer's view.
The same dismissal of human uniqueness can be found among some on the right. John Derbyshire was a longtime writer for the conservative journal National Review. In 2012, he was dismissed after writing an article for another publication, arguing that blacks are more antisocial and less intelligent than whites. Derbyshire believes that racial differences are the products of evolution. He also believes that Darwinian theory refutes the claim of traditional Western monotheism that human beings are exceptional. In his words, the broad outlook on human nature implied by Darwinian ideas contradicts the notion of human exceptionalism. To modern biologists informed by Darwin, we are merely another branch on nature's tree. But not everyone in the scientific community agrees.
That's right. A growing number of scientists do not support this effort to deny the special nature of human beings. And after a time of Q&A and then break, you're going to hear from three of them. This morning, I have been assigned to be the bearer of the bad news about how science is sometimes misused in our culture and has often been abused to deny human dignity and human uniqueness. For the rest of the conference, you get to hear the good news of how science actually supports the idea that humans are amazingly special. In the words of G.K. Chesterton, man is not merely an evolution, but rather a revolution. Thank you.
This lecture was recorded at a Science and Human Origins conference in the fall of 2014. The conference featured John West, Casey Luskin, Anne Gager, and Rick Sternberg talking about the fossil, genetic, and social issues surrounding the debate over human origins. We will be featuring these speakers on future episodes of ID the Future. For more information, please visit idthefuture.com. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2014. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.